strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 12th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I am good, Taryn. I feel like the last few times we've talked anything Big Brother, it's been like, well, you know, it was a day. Even the episode that we were on the same recap together, it was like, oh, well, you know, it happened. Mm. Not yesterday, no. Yesterday no. was not simply a day. I would love to see the footage of you on Thursday night saying, well, you know, this is the most straightforward HOH that we could have gotten. Not my favorite. And then this.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what compounds the whole thing is that it really should have been. We are here to update on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 14 in the house.
Oh my God. And it's only day 14.
Yeah. What a wild ride it was. Let's just get straight into it because this is going to be a long update.
Yes. Can I just say also, as someone who works like a 9-to-5 day job, there is nothing more stressful than seeing Twitter blow up at 9 a.m. with turn your feeds on right now when you have to be on the update tomorrow.
Yeah. And then again at 9:30. No, really, now turn them on.
No, turn
and
them on.
Now, oh, turn them on now. There's another one.
Yeah.
I think I went live like four separate times yesterday.
Should have just stayed live.
Let's get into it. Obviously, Kyle is the HOH. And now we already had a bit of a roller coaster and a long update last night yesterday from the night before, where we saw Kyle turn something that should be very simple, nominating Betty and going after Betty, into deciding to target Steph, one of his allies who has no other allies in the house.
Well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you target the person who's not going after you and doesn't have anyone else?
Yeah. Why not? So that's where we started the day. Kyle woke up and he said right away, you know, oh, I did not sleep well last night. And that, I think, also informs a little bit of the day to some degree. He did not sleep well. He's been sort of like anxious about having to tell Steph that he's going to be nominating her. Probably because deep down he realizes it's terrible.
Exactly. Like, that is his instincts telling him, do not do this. But he's like, oh, I guess this is just what being HOH feels like.
Yeah. So he's going to talk to Marty. He says, Marty, it has to be Steph. I'm just worried about how to tell her. Marty's down for it. He goes to Gino. He says, Gino asks how Kyle's other conversations went the night before. Kyle says, good, but every time I talk to Herman, I just feel like he's playing me. But that's not new. And he's referring to the conversation I talked about yesterday where there was this weird underlying tension in the conversation that they had.
Yeah, and I can't pretend I understand this, to be honest. Like, I'm not seeing it.
Mm.
Like, I start to, you see it more today, I think, but yesterday I was like, I don't understand this tension. And then I'm like, okay, well, I guess now there is some. I think it became a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, I think there definitely was some. I think that, I think that Kyle, he's not very trusting, this Kyle.
What did we do to this poor boy? Like, this boy was or sorry, man, was never, he was never part of this community. You know, he was outside all of it. We did a bad Google search and we drew him into it. We, you know, thrust this upon him. And now look what's happened. Chappelle was right to tell him to stay away from Big Brother. Mm.
Well, it's funny, you know, when I looked back at the Among Us games he played with us on stream, I, you know, noted that he tended to have tunnel vision, and had a few instances where, he just for no good reason at all suspected innocent crewmates of being bad, and wouldn't.
I mean, we've
hear
all done
else.
That.
But I mean, he played like, you know, like 5 games and it happened in like 4 of them. Like this is, you know, like this is.
I don't know.
That we should have seen coming.
I just want to be careful about comparing Among Us to Big Brother performance. But yeah, no, I know Stina Nitz on Twitter often talks about the rabid gamer squirrel like archetype of player, and Kyle has really fit into that quite well the last few days.
Well, Kyle says he's sick to his stomach because he's got to talk to Steph at some point. He's going to talk to Herman again. And Herman says, okay, I've been thinking, I think the way to do this is to get the least amount of blowback is to talk to Jace before and pitch like a 4-person thing with her to kind of soften the blow. And I think we should also go to the 7 and tell them about the retreat essentially. And say why you're making this happen. Like Herman is like, okay, Kyle has these completely outlandish ideas. I've been thinking about it all night. Here's a way that we can like somehow make this work. And Kyle's like, okay. And just immediately starts doing that before changing his mind.
yeah, Herman is trying to be the fixer here. He's like, okay, I'm working with this person who's a total loose cannon right now. I'm trying to find a way to mitigate as much of the blowback as possible. And in a normal situation, Herman's opinion, you know, would be discussed with Kyle. They would maybe go back and forth. Maybe they would make some adjustments to the plan. Kyle doesn't talk about things before he makes adjustments to the play. He goes in with the plan and then the adjustments will come later as needed, question mark.
Yeah. Herman is like, let me sort of like prep some of the 7, maybe gather some together. You know, you go, you do your thing with Jace and Steph. Kyle's like, yeah, great. And he goes straight to Josh. He's like, okay, Josh, I'm putting up Steph. But the thing is that I there are some people in the 7 that I'm not comfortable with. And I really want to make sure that I'm safe until jury. Same whole pitch he gave to everyone else. And he goes, oh, and also, so when I'm put up Steph, she might say some things. I did have, like, there's like a thing where, you know, Steph and Jace like came to us and they were like, hey, can we have like a thing, like an alliance, like a 5? And I was like, yeah, we should have a 5. And so I was calling it like the fake 5 in the DR. Like it was totally fake. So
the word vomit, like Kyle has no way of stopping himself from talking once he gets started. The thing I'm finding Josh very interesting right now, because I think that Josh is doing a pretty good job of talking to Kyle, of like, you know, deferring to him as the HOH for the most part, which I think a lot of people have stopped doing, which is very dangerous pre-veto, specifically with someone who's acting like this. And so it feels like, I feel like Josh has been doing a good job of just kind of like, oh, wow, that's crazy. Like, oh, I never even would have thought, like, without, like, pushing back. Because everyone who pushes back, even with, like, the most logical argument of, like, are you sure about that? They're their target. It moves straight to them. Like, whoa, that person doesn't wholeheartedly agree with the crackpot scheme I've come up with. So obviously they're against me. So I am quite impressed with Josh yesterday with how he's been, you know, kind of deferring a little bit. I mean, I'll still wait to see how he acts, you know, after Vito and after Kyle's HOH. But I thought that it was really nice, nice gameplay from Josh yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it is that genuinely he is just kind of like, oh, that's information. Wow. But I do think that like ultimately where Josh's loyalties lie are more not with Kyle and more with like Summer and Tanisha, which I think is sort of like the good thing where, like, even if he is deferring genuinely, it's not going to, like, last, I think. So,
yeah.
Herman comes in to this conversation and Kyle's like, oh yeah, I was just telling him about the fake five that we had. And Herman's like, oh, you're doing that already. Oh, that's wonderful. That's lovely.
Poor Herman.
And Herman's like, okay, so this is the plan. It's Steph and Betty. What about a back door? Is there a back door option? Kyle says, no, just like your HOH, Herman, in week one, where you said one of the first two people nominated is going home. Same thing here. If one of them comes off the block, then the other one has to go home. That's the way it's got to be. Kyle is very set on either Betty or Steph going home this week.
Yes, very set on that. I also want to say, just on the record, I got such supreme bad vibes from Herman preseason, but he has been such a delight since seeing him in the house.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he is maybe the best player in the house. Like, he's really running around trying to, like, manage everything that's happening here. And he's going to slip up a couple of times, but, like so is everybody else. Like,
yeah, nobody's perfect. And also, the situation that they are in right now, like, I've seen this HOH compared a lot to Frenchie's HOH. And, yeah, I mean, I don't not see the similarities. And so I feel like doing pretty well during something that is total upheaval is still very impressive.
It was really that car commercial opening on his intro video that really, I think, it gave us the wrong impression.
Yeah, I think so. I think they really pushed his bio. I think it's a, like, a real me situation where someone's getting cast as the villain, but they're not the villain.
Herman's going to talk with Moose and Tanisha. And Herman is like, okay, Kyle's already getting out there about this five. I need to get ahead of this. So he's going to explain the five to Moose and Tanisha. He explains it in a way they're not even, like, you know, questioning it. They're like, oh yeah, that's fine, whatever. Tanisha mentions how uncomfortable she felt when Kyle was like, oh, and by the way, you're good. She's like, I hope so. Like, what do you mean, by the way? And Herman's like, oh, you think that's bad? Let me tell you how he opened the conversation with me. He walked me into the room. He was like, do you think I'm an effing idiot? What? He did what? It's like, yeah. He was like, Herman, I don't even know your last name. Like, what?
He's so cracked right now.
Tanisha's like, has he actually said why he's nominating Steph? Especially if he has this, like, fake thing with her. And Herman says, oh, I guess it's because he's worried that Steph is going to take a shot at the boys. The boys meaning him and Gino and Marty, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to distance yourself from the boys. And that's the thing too, is like, it never made sense to target Steph. So I think we're all just sitting here like, why does he want this? Like, why is this happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
It defies logic, of course.
Wild, as to quote a contestant in the show later today. Kyle and Helena are going to talk. This is really, you know, Helena's not going to be too active today, but she's going to have this conversation. He says, I feel really good with you. I feel like we speak the same language in terms of game. It amazes me that more people in the house don't see you as the asset that I do, that you are. And he's like, yeah, nobody else sees me this way for sure.
Yeah. You know, college wants to show trust. This was good. The other Helena Kyle moment I liked was after, like, all of the first round of confrontations, when he's just, like, angrily eating pizza and she's just sitting there. He's like, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. And she's like, I'm just eating pizza.
Yeah. He's like, I feel like I'm going to throw up with these nominations. He's like, who are you targeting? He's, you not telling me? He's like, Steph. And he does the thing that people love to do on Big Brother. We saw Chris Kirkpatrick do it recently in Celebrity Big Brother. Is who are you targeting? It's a big one. Steph.
Hey, you know what? We can only hope that Kyle also backdoors himself then.
She goes, no way. Like, and she gives him the, you know, response that,
yeah,
like, oh, I this is such a good move. You're so smart. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Helena continuing to do great work. Definitely one to watch.
Kyle's going to go to Betty. Betty's going to go to Kyle. She comes into the HOH room. She's like, look, you know, we talked last night and I just want to say again that I'm willing to give you whatever you want. I'll tell you who I'm close with, who I'm targeting. I'll give you anything. Just please don't put me up. You're not on my radar. He goes, look, Betty, I really do love you, but I'm putting you up. I get it, but like, is there nothing I can do? Like, I get it, but I'm literally begging right now. I am begging anything.
I'll give you anything.
Yeah. And, he's like, look, I know it's cliche, but it's a numbers game. And so, what I can say is that the other person I'm going to put up is not going to take it as well as you do. You got that going for you. That's kind of what we got.
Do we think this comes from catching up on Big Brother from episodes only, especially Big Brother Canada?
Yes. I said yesterday, like, Kyle has like the wrong sort of like take on every classic Big Brother question. And that's because the episodes always give you the wrong take on classic Big Brother question.
I was sitting there and I was like, well, because the thing is up until this, I was like, I don't even know if he watched it. I think maybe he watched a YouTube video of like a summary of the seasons and then said he watched them. Now I'm like, no, maybe he watched the episodes.
Well, especially because he hasn't watched Big Brother US at all. Like, if you watch the episodes of Big Brother US, you'll have a much better understanding of the game than if you watch the episode of Big Brother Canada, because Canada is way less accurate in terms of what actually happened.
Not so representative, no.
Yeah. So he goes, all right, so that's unfortunately it, Betty. Hug? Yes? No? It's like, no. you're putting me on the block.
Just so awkward. Like, hi. No.
All right. I guess another week on the block. I get it. And she goes out.
Which, like, what bargaining power did Betty really have in this conversation? Like, she tried to offer literally everything, begged to stay, but she doesn't have like the like game currency to actually bargain with Kyle. So I think she did what she could do.
Mm. So Kyle's going to talk to Summer. He asks if Herman has talked to her yet. And she says no. So
Herman is slow rolling the day, but Kyle does not know how to do that.
Yeah. He says, okay, well, here's the thing. I am not taking a shot at Jess and I'm not taking a shot at the 7. She goes, I hope not.
Yeah, like all day. He's like, yeah, I've decided I'm not targeting our alliance. Yeah. Like expecting that to get him cookies or something. And people are like, yeah, that's the assumption that we're an alliance and you don't target it. Like it literally goes without saying.
In the same sentence, the consensus house target for a few weeks that he was heavily considering putting up. I'm not putting up Jess and I'm not putting up anyone in the 7. Like, how are those two things equal?
Like, it's just, again, it defies logic. Like, it's week 3.
He says, well, I will tell you, Herman, Gino, and I did find ourselves in a position with Steph and Jace, where I also did not sleep well last night with everything that's going on.
Listen, for anyone watching, it is, we're recording this at 8 in the friggin' morning, okay? It's hard. Yesterday was a big day. Just please give us some grace. It's hard.
He said, we found ourselves in a position with them where we had this like fake 5 thing. Like, I don't know how
we found ourselves there, you know.
And we were like, what's
trip and fall
in my shoe there? Oh, it's an alliance. Whoops. And then for the you know, for the sake of the seven, we're kind of cleaning it off, wiping it off. She says, well, I'll, whatever you do, I'll have your back. I'm fine with this, obviously. He says the veto can't be used. He does not have a third option. She says, okay, well, that's concerning. Is one of the seven an option for a pawn? And he goes, well, am I safe until jury? Of course you are, Kyle, she says.
Like, you're in the seven. Stop making people question if the seven is, because it's like, in the first place, if this alliance is so strong, you don't have to constantly be checking in. Don't worry, I'm not nominating you. Like, you could say, like, of course I've got y'all. Like, duh, I'm so glad I won so that I could protect the seven. Not, don't worry, I'm not targeting the seven. And then when he brings up this fake alliance of five, all it does is put the idea in someone's head of, oh, maybe this is a fake alliance. Like, if he acted more chill about the seven, it would make it feel real. But by being so weird about it, it makes it, it opens the door to everyone else being like, are we fake too? Like, is Kyle just tripping and falling into fake alliances? Like, how? What, like, and he's just not, I don't know. I was shocked in the preseason to learn that Kyle was only 23 years old. I did not realize that he was that young last year, but he seemed, felt very 23 yesterday.
Yeah.
Like the most 23 he's ever been.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like, imagine him breaking up with a girl.
Oh, well, we're going to see it soon with this conversation with Steph. genuinely.
Yeah, true.
So, Kyle's going to bring Jess in. He's going to start this conversation off with his favorite little joke. Jess, this is going to be the worst decision. I remember he talked to Jess last night and said, I may have to nominate you. I'm not sure. Let me think about it overnight. So he brings them in. He says, this is going to be the worst decision I've made in the game. They go, you're doing it. I'm not doing it.
Oh, this is going to be huge.
He says, you deserve to be here. I really want to work with you. You're so smart. You know, all these things. They go, oh, I'm so happy you see that. He says,
yeah, but then he goes on to be like, but also you'll be a potential target every week. And so it's like, Kyle, you could have just left it with Jess. You deserve to be here. I'm glad that we've met. I'm glad that we have a bond. But instead, you're also backing it up with like, yeah, but also you're always going to be a target, which just like diminishes the trust.
Well, I don't think he's saying for him that they're a target.
But yeah, but it's like doesn't bring up that other people are going to be targeting Jess, it makes keeping Jess safe feel a lot more meaningful. When Kyle brings up like, oh, they'll be a target for others, it just is like, oh, well, so that's why you're keeping me safe, not because you actually want a relationship with me, right? So I just think that it kind of neuters the point that he's trying to make to Jess.
Yes, I do think though that the Kyle Jess relationship is pretty solid for now, and they are very grateful that he's not putting them on the block. He said something that he does well here is that he says, "Look, the person I'm going to put up instead, the blowback is going to be huge." So like he's making a point of saying like, "Look, this is big. Like I'm really, you know, messing up my own game a little bit to protect you," which he is. Like the actions match the words in this case, and so I think that's part of why it's landing. And he says, you know, he says basically they'll feel like they had something with me, this person. And Jess is like, well, thank you so much. If there's anything I can do to help you with the repercussions, I'm in. I'm ready to help.
Yeah, you've got my vote. Yeah. I also like Jess yesterday, their whole like kind of side plot is how it was so disrespectful for people to not vote for Marty's wishes last week. You know, saying this to the people who threw the Yankee votes.
So Kyle's gonna talk to Gino and he explains what's been going on and how he's like, oh yeah, and by the way, we've been exposing the Retreat Alliance. Gino's constantly sort of like catching up in terms of like Kyle's doing things, and Gino's like, all right, whatever.
And that's what he has to do. Like, he's in the situation where Gino just has to be like, okay, yep, that's what we're doing. And he's like, Gino's not at a point where he's really willing to stick his neck out for anyone. So it's working fine. He's like, yeah, cool. Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Kyle says he needs to talk to Jace next. Gino says, don't worry. You're a great speaker. You'll paint a beautiful picture. And I'll be there to smooth it over with her afterward as well.
Paint a beautiful picture.
Yeah, that's what he said. So Kyle's going to go and talk to Kevin. And he says, look, I've got an idea of what I want to do, but Jess is not hitting the block. It's going to be fireworks. Watch out. Don't say fireworks in the Big Brother Canada house. Kevin is excited. He says, Kyle says, look, I made an early game alliance and I'm going to have to stab someone in the back. And Kevin is even more excited. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but like, this is great for Kevin, you know, not being targeted and the structures that are already built getting blown up a little bit. Kevin's excited. And of course, you know, Kevin's got that super fan energy. So I feel like what a day to be a super fan in the Big Brother Canada house.
Mm-hmm. So Kyle's going to talk to Jace. He brings Jace into the HOH room and she goes, what's up? It's like, what I'm going to say, you are not going to like. What? Steph. What about her?
Yeah.
She's growing up.
It's like, what? Why?
Why? I've been hearing over and over again that Steph has been saying things about me that that she wants to take a shot. You know, I've been hearing that you've been associated with that. So we want to nip that in the bud. Jace says, oh, I have been hearing that Steph is like, people are annoyed by her and they don't like her. Is that what you're talking about? he's like, sure. But here's the thing, Jace, this will benefit you because it'll separate you from this duo.
You have a duo. Let me separate you from them. And that benefits you.
Yeah. And so I'm not going to put up Jess. And this is something like Jace had pitched, like we should be pulling Jess in. And so she's like, oh, so you're listening to me about pulling Jess in. And he says, by making this move, I think we'll be locked in with so many more people. Ready? Like, and he lays out the whole thing where like with Ramon and Summer and Tanisha and over here, it'll be Jess and Helena and Kevin. And she said, man, I didn't think this is where this was going, but I get it. I get it. And I'm really not that close to Steph. I mean, you know, we just gravitated toward each other because we're similar, but there's nothing else really going on. I've known her for, 13 days. He said, yeah. And again, last week I heard that you and Steph were going to turn on the guy. So the fact that and I know that's not true, but the fact that you're already associated with something like that means this is really good for you to separate from Steph. She says, well, I have felt that Steph would cut me given the chance. So I do think this could be for the best. Just Kyle, you don't have a guy's alliance, right? And you're like, you're not going to make me look like an absolute idiot. Like, oh, you're manipulating Jason to cutting her friend. He's like, no, absolutely not.
No guy's alliance. I've just bonded with some of the guys. It's not an alliance. It's just a bond.
Yeah, we're just like friends that want to take each other to the end. That's all.
Just bros, it's just bro stuff. I did also like, though, that how JC Lynn is like, let me throw Stephanie under the bus a little bit here, too, about how Stephanie's mostly surface level. And I love the argument where it's like, maybe she's too bubbly. Maybe that means she's ruthless.
Yeah. What? Jace very much was like, hey, it's me and Steph. We're here. We're hanging out. I'm targeting Steph. Who's that?
I don't know her.
I don't even know who that is, actually.
Jace dropped Steph so fast.
Yeah.
So funny.
And it appears to be genuine as well. We'll see where that relationship goes.
Which I think it's actually a little bit dangerous. I think that if Jace had said this to pretty much anyone else, it would be like, oh, Jace is willing to throw people under the bus in a second, and maybe she's a little bit ruthless. But Kyle was not in a headspace to be absorbing that information from it.
Mm. Well, Jess is going to go to Gino. Jess says that they are upset about the rogue vote, that they really, it was not them that cast the vote. They say whoever the other one was, since Kyle admitted to his, the other one that's not admitting to it, that will be their target moving forward. If they ever figure out who that is. So that's sort of Jess's play, I think, for the near future.
They just got to do what they can do right now. I think they're doing a good job of getting a little bit more steady. So mm-hmm. We'll see.
So Kyle has been delaying it for too long. It finally needs to happen.
He delayed it for so long.
He needs to talk to Steph. He pulls her into the HOH room and she immediately is like, "What? You're not doing it." It's like, "Why? Are you serious? I've heard things from Moose? From who? I've never said anything about you, Kyle, ever." And Kyle's like, "I don't know. I just keep hearing things." That is wild. That's wild. I would never target you. That's so dumb. I know. Yeah. I know. That's up. Pardon my language. Oh no, there's no pardoning your language. That's fine. You're totally fine. We're in an alliance.
They are. Yeah. We always talk about how if you find out that you're going up on the block, you should fight, clog, whatever to get off the block if you can, if you're in a position where you feel like you could do that. And Stephanie really goes for it. She instantly is at like a 13 out of 10, really concerned about why. I do know once Stephanie throws out that possibly Moose could have been the one, Kyle does work on throwing Moose under the bus a little bit. But it doesn't ultimately matter because Stephanie's like, "Not today. This is not happening. I'll be right back." And she walks out to get Moose.
Yeah, she starts with Moose and then it kind of continues for a little while. And then she comes back around to Moose eventually. But yeah, I mean, she, like, her response to this is what you normally see when somebody is making a colossal mistake by targeting one of their allies, because this is the response that an ally has when somebody's betraying them. Like, what are you doing? Are you, what, this makes no sense. Like,
it's like when someone accuses you of lying and you are telling the truth. And so you get so worked up because you're like, "No, like, it's, I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. Why are you doing this?"
Well, it's because it's there's a genuine, like, incredulity that you have that I think is very identifiable if you've watched Big Brother before, or like you've watched these situations before, where it's just like somebody who had been secretly going behind Kyle's back to want to target him or wasn't with him at all would not be reacting this way. It would there wouldn't be that level of incredulity that exists. And it's not the same as something like Among Us or something like that. Like, there are very different reactions for different games, but for Big Brother, there, it is this sort of like, this makes no sense. I'm in an alliance with you. I wasn't targeting you. Why would you do this? And that's wild. And it's that too. Like, she at times doesn't even know what to say. She's just like, that's wild. And her mind is racing about how does this even come about?
Because the assumption at a point like this is like, well, who said something? Who lied about me to make Kyle think that he should target me, right? And ultimately, like, there's not really some big master plan that came together. This Kyle's mostly just really cracked about this. But it's just like, why? Why did you do this? Why? Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I would never even thought to put you up. And he's like, I know. Well, I'm skeptical.
Actually. Do you know, Kyle?
And he's like, look, it's a chess move. By doing this, I secure more people in the middle. When there are, there's two sides and there's people in the middle. And by doing this, I secure more people in the middle. And she's like, I'm on your side. I'm one of your numbers.
Yeah. Like there is not, I just really don't understand making a chess comparison to someone who is upset about you wronging them. Like this is not going to help your case. I don't know why he thinks it's going to help his case.
He's like, well, I've heard things. Maybe you're not on my side. I've heard things from Moose. Really? Yes. One of them was Moose. And she just stands up, walks out of the room, starts going down this. Where's Moose? Where's Moose? Moose, you've been talking so much shit about me. Moose, get up here. And she brings Moose up. Moose is like, I'm nervous.
Yeah. So when this started happening, I was like, oh, she's going to go talk to Moose and then go back. But no, she pulls Moose so that her and Moose can have this conversation in front of Kyle. And I say in front of Kyle because he doesn't really participate in the next little bit. He might interject a little, but he's mostly, much like us feedsters, a captive audience at this point, because Stephanie is like, I'm confronting Moose about this, because obviously Moose said something to get me put on the block.
Kyle bought a ticket to a Best Picture nominee here. She brings Moose in. Oh, is this serious? She confronts him, and I unfortunately could not even come close to reenacting the entirety of this conversation, because Moose talks a mile a minute, is going to be just like rapid fire spitting out, a ton of, information at Steph. And it goes back and forth very quickly.
Yes. I do think it's not really fair to say information is going out so much, because it's actually just a lot of words and nothing really being said with those words for the most part. Like, Moose is making good points of like, well, why would I do that? It doesn't make sense that I would have done that, like that kind of thing. But they were both just talking at each other. Like, it was not really a conversation even.
Well, it was full on de-escalation, right? Because she is yelling at Moose, and Moose is like, he's completely level the whole time.
I don't understand how it worked to calm her down, to be honest, because I feel like if I was upset and someone was talking to me in the specific way that Moose was talking, like, I guess it works to calm down Stephanie, but it just would not have worked on me if I was that worked up. So
it's difficult to keep yelling at somebody who's spitting out a ton of, because it was information. It's a ton of information. She's overwhelming her, or he's overwhelming her with information to like it's hard to think about what he's saying. So many things, like, you have, like, again, I mentioned this earlier in the season, but like, when you're in an altercation or confrontation with somebody, you're not usually actually listening to what they're saying, because you just care about getting your point out because you're so upset. But when Moose is saying so many things, and this could be information that's valuable to you, so you have to, like, you kind of have to listen, and you have to start taking it in. And when you actually are listening and thinking about what somebody else is saying, it's hard to stay as upset as you were before, because you're not in your own head thinking about how upset you are. Moose is saying, look, I did not say, what are you talking about? I did not say anything about like you, coming after the guys. I talked to Kyle, but my conversation with Kyle was all about like going through options, talking about like, who he doesn't feel close to, who he does feel close to. And she goes, Kyle, who do you feel close to? He goes, I don't want to say. So I thought we were close. I did too, until I started hearing things. She's like, what are you talking about? And Moose is like, look, I just want to know, I just want to know who is saying that I expose things about your game, because I haven't said anything about your game. I haven't said a single thing about your game to anybody. So if whoever's saying to you that they have, that I was talking about you in the game, that is not true. Like, if it was Jace, then I haven't talked a word about you to Jace. I don't want to talk to Jace at all. So that's definitely not true. And then if there's somebody else in this game that's talking about that, then you know that they're true. You know that they're lying. All I did was when I talked to Kyle, again, all I did was lay out who Kyle is close to. I talked to options. It would be dumb. Why would I go around talking about you? This doesn't make any sense. Like, why would I do that? And she goes, well, it would be smart if you were riding. Oh, sorry. All right. This is Steph. It would be smart if you were riding the middle. No, it wouldn't. Look, how smart would it be if I was riding the middle? Look at what the situation I'm in right now. That would be so dumb. Like, why would I do that? It doesn't make any sense. The only person I'd take a shot at this week is Betty. That's what I was talking about the whole time, is that I would take a shot at Betty. If I talked to Kyle, I would take a shot at Betty. Kyle, is that your target?
Yeah, and that's the thing too.
I just think that we need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, Kyle's whole thing is anytime Steph asks him a direct question, and she will look at him and be like, "So am I your target? So is that your target? Why are you doing this?" What she's asking very direct questions that he should have an answer for before he decides to have that conversation with her. And he is stammering. He cannot get his words out. He doesn't know what to say because, of course, Stephanie is his target at this point. And that should be a huge alarm for her that when you are saying, "Am I your target?" he cannot say no. You're a pawn. He's like, yeah. I just want to get to the bottom of things. And like, at the end of the day, if we get the truth and like, you're on my side, then of course you're not my target. And it's like, so I'm your target right now. But it's just, she's still upset enough that that question doesn't come out of her mouth so much.
Well, I mean, I think she recognized, like, her face when he stammers after she asks him is like crestfallen. She's like, "Are you like, I'm the target?" But then Moose is going to come back in like, no, let's get back on topic. I want to get back to like whoever, and you don't need to tell me whoever it was, but whoever was telling you things about me, saying things that I was saying about you, whoever that was, you can't trust that person because they are thinking way ahead of me. They're thinking so many steps ahead. This is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm actually really glad that you pulled me up here. She said, "I always will. That's what I will always do that." And yes, exactly. And I'm so happy you did that. Like, and like there's so many things going around. Like, for instance, like you were in alliance with Jace. What are you? No, I'm not in alliance with Jay. That's not true. He made a joke. He made a joke and I'm not in alliance. I was not in alliance with them. It was not true. And he's like, "Exactly. I believe you." And just like, there's so many things get spread around. That's what I'm saying, is that whoever is in your ear trying to tell you these things, they're also in other people's ears. They're telling other people other things. And you can't trust them. And she goes, And that's why I'm glad you got me. And I always will do that, Moose. I'm sorry. I'm not mad. I'm just yelling.
So that moment was key. Also, when she's like, "I don't even have my face on yet," and Moose just goes, "It's okay, you're beautiful." And then they go back into it.
And she goes, "I was a number for you. There has to be something bigger going on. If I leap through those doors, God help you in this game because you are in trouble."
At what point does she go, "Well, what the F is an alliance then? What do I have, a bed and a water bottle?"
I think that's after Moose leaves, but, okay. Moose leaves and as soon as Moose leaves, Kyle's like, "He certainly knows how to talk his way out of confrontation. My God."
And this is what I like after that. After witnessing that confrontation, the choice to double down and then throw Moose under the bus more, I find very questionable, especially after Stephanie has proven, "Well, I'll go get him and we'll do this again." Like, I was actually surprised that she didn't go bring Moose back in there and be like, "Well, so you just talked me down. Like, what's that about?"
Yeah, I mean, I have a theory here on this. Kyle is going to quote this moment later in the day many times. And he's going to try and make it seem like this was all a part of his plan. It definitely was not. I don't believe it for a second.
Let's be honest. Did Kyle have a actual plan?
Kyle was just adrift in the ocean in this whole situation. And Moose was in a luxury yacht and he was like, "What? How is Moose so much better than me at this?"
Yeah, like Kyle had a plan in that he knew who he wanted to nominate. He knew who he wanted to target. Herman gave him a structure of how he could make that plan possibly make sense to the other house guests. And then Moose de-escalated a confrontation with Stephanie. A lot of this is not Kyle having agency in the game. It's Kyle simply being there.
Yeah, so he says, I just wanted to see what he had to say because you said Moose is playing the middle, and that clearly just showed it. And again, he's later going to claim that the reason he dropped Moose's name was because he predicted that Stephanie would go grab Moose and bring Moose up into the HOH room so that he could sit back and watch Moose work. Like he's watching from his throne. When in reality, he was like,
he did not know what to do.
He was like, well,
like he did not know how to even be in the presence of an argument, let alone have any sort of say in it or agency in it. Like he literally is just there and is now retroactively trying to make it seem like he's this massive mastermind who knows exactly what's going on, who knows. Literally, he's like, because like, I mean, it's fair enough that you would think that maybe Stephanie would pull someone in to clear things up. Possibly. But until she's actually done it, you have no way of knowing that that's exactly how she's going to act in that situation. You don't. He didn't know that Moose was going to be the one even that he threw under the bus necessarily. That was just the name that Stephanie was mostly dwelling on because she's close with Moose. And so he was like, okay, yeah, Moose is who I'll throw under the bus. And now he's like, I knew it. I knew.
Yeah. He had already had this plan of like getting Steph and Jace to target Moose by throwing Moose under the bus in that like moment. But like he used Moose's name because he wanted to defer blame as much as possible. Like we know that he was literally like almost throwing up in preparation for this conversation because he was feeling so bad about it. And in the moment he was just like, yeah, it's Moose's fault. That's it. Yeah. It's Moose's fault. That's all he wanted to do. And then when she left, he was terrified. And then when, you know, then Moose comes in and Moose is doing all of this, all of that de-escalation to help and protect Kyle because Moose could have completely tanked Kyle in that conversation. That could have gone way worse for Kyle. But luckily, Moose actually trusts Kyle and wants to work with him. If Moose was not wanting to work with Kyle in the way that Kyle actually thinks, then that would have gone terribly for Kyle because he would have been obliterated by Moose in that conversation.
Well,
so
and
it was part of his plan. It was a terrible plan.
Yeah, and it's also like obviously everything that you've just said is true, but also it's Kyle's HOH and it's pre-noms. So Moose is extra incentivized to protect Kyle in that situation as well.
Steph is just like, this is just very silly. And Kyle's like, yes. Like,
so silly.
Kyle's response to pretty much anything that Steph says is just agreeing with her. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like she literally says, you know, I will always clear things up. I will always play a straightforward game. You know, some people might play otherwise. Some people might be, you know, sneaky or whatever, but I will never do that. I will always play an upfront game. That's what I want to do. And it hurts me that you didn't trust me because I've never given you any reason not to trust me. And Kyle goes, yeah, it should hurt you. Like, yeah. He just doesn't really know how to do that. And there's also a point where Kyle goes like, well, I've only known you 13 days, Stephanie. She's like, you've only known everyone 13 days. What are you talking about? Like, yeah. We all moved in on the same day.
He goes, yeah. And I get it. I know I've given you nothing and you've given me everything. And she's like, yeah, exactly. It's like this, which is what you do in an alliance. Like, God, I'm going to look like an idiot. It's like, yeah, well, I was worried I was going to look like an idiot. She's like, I'm an idiot. I still wouldn't go after you. It's like, yeah. Look, it's a game about calculated risks.
Like, I know you've given me everything. Let me target you.
Yeah. You know, we're about 50 minutes into this update, and you may be thinking, oh boy, they just got to the centerpiece of the update. Here we go. This was just, it was a big confrontation. This was the beginning.
From there, everything just snowballed and escalated. This is the point where Kyle has his weird pizza situation with Helena and is like, I trust you. Like, he's saying it's so weird. And there's people around. Like, it's not the time or the place for that. But he is so, like, amped up after witnessing that argument that it's just strange. And so he's, like, one thing we hear a lot from Kyle after this throughout the day is, well, I know Moose is a liar. I know Moose is an effing liar now. Now I know that. I have that information because I'm not an idiot.
Mm, yep. Hermann, Tanisha, and Summer, while all of this is happening, basically, are going to be like, what is Kyle doing? Like, we do not like the way that Kyle is handling things. This is wild. Steph is going to go to Jace. And she says, oh my God, that was just so awful. I felt like I was being broken up with. Like literally, it was the exact same conversation I had with my ex when he broke up with me. I was like,
the exact same.
Like I went to him and I was like, you're breaking up with me. I went to Kyle and I was like, you're putting me up, aren't you? And he was like, yes. I went to my ex. I was like, you're breaking up with me, aren't you? And he was like, yes. It was like flashbacks. She's also going to talk with Hermann. She's like, did you know? And he says, yes, I found out this morning. I was not for it. I disagree with this decision.
Yeah. She asks if he at least tried to prevent it. And he's like, well, I did. And I threw out, you know, as many names as I can, but there's only so much that I can do. And it's kind of the conversation of like, look at what Kyle's doing. There's really only so much you can do when he's going to be like this.
Mm-hmm. He says, I don't believe what was said about you taking a shot at the guys. I don't know where that came from. It's so... and she's like, it's so wild to me because I'd never come after any of you guys.
And also, everyone stop talking about, oh, yeah, I don't believe you'd come after the guys, and lending credence to the idea that the guys are the thing.
He says, I would never have done this. And she asks, well, if I'm on the block next to Betty, will you vote for me to stay? He says, yep, absolutely. He's a vote. Kyle's going to go to Marty and Gino. He's going to fill them in on the altercation. He says, well, I learned one thing. Moose is a liar. Moose was so good in that confrontation with Steph. It was an Oscar-worthy performance. It was unbelievable, this guy. And then Moose comes and joins them. And he sits down. He's like, now remember, Moose... in his conversation with Steph was saying, whoever told you that I was the person who said things about you is a liar. Moose thinks this person is Hermann. He thinks that Hermann has been in Steph's ear. Remember, Moose has kind of imagined this rivalry with Hermann. And he says, I think Hermann has been in Steph's ear about me throwing her under the bus. In reality, it's been Kyle and Gino. Marty also asks Moose, well, who do you think the second rogue vote was? He thinks, I also think that was Hermann. And so Moose leaves with Gino. Kyle talks to Marty, and Kyle's standing over the chessboard, and he's like, and he's looking at the, he's moving the pieces around. And Marty's like, I love how you move the chess pieces around. I'm not kidding. And Kyle says, look, Marty, it's a numbers game. And I'm wondering if we're being taken for a ride. Marty's like, yes, this is what I've been saying the whole time. Hermann is with the other side. He's with Summer, Tanisha, and Josh, and Betty, and all of them. Marty says, I think you should consider taking out Hermann or Josh if something happens with the veto. I know you already told Steph you were putting her up, but like, I don't know. And Kyle's like, I did already tell Steph I was putting her up. Mm-hmm. But I could go to her and just say, like, look, this is all Hermann's fault.
I'm being taken for a ride.
I just got tricked by Hermann. And then we could do something else. And Marty says, we need numbers. It's their side versus our side. And the only advantage we have is that they think they have Helena, but we have Helena. I think you should do that idea with Steph. And Kyle's like, okay, I need to run this by Jess to pick their brain because,
Sure.
So he runs and he grabs Jess and he says, all right, Jess, I think Hermann has been playing the whole house. I'm almost positive that there's a Moose, Hermann, Josh, Summer, Tanisha thing happening. And the thing is, I'm about to put up somebody that is a number on this side, which is you and I, Gino, Marty, Kev, Jace, Steph, and Helena. And if we take out Steph, it kind of evens out the numbers a little more. When you think about it, like Hermann got to strike first. He got to make the first move. He got to build the alliances in this game. They're of his creation. And I'm like, oh my God, like Kyle is actually somehow coming to a correct conclusion after everything here. And Jess is explaining to him, yeah, well, look, Herman was the first HOH. That's a hugely advantageous position. By only having to nominate two of 15 other people, Herman got to say, I saved you to 13 people. And then the feeds cut for Wendy's.
Yeah, thanks, of Wendy. Course. You know, that's the time, you know, for the feeds to cut. And what I will say is, like, you know, a stopped clock is right twice a day. And every once in a while, Kyle will stumble backwards into a correct point. That does not mean that he's a mastermind or that he's a great game player.
It took Steph yelling, not mad, but yelling at him for like an hour for him to realize maybe she was on my side.
You know, honestly, I should probably start saying that because, like, I'm just a loud person and I can't help it. So I should probably be like, I'm not mad. I'm just loud.
Yeah. So like, at this point, it's like, wow, like, Kyle, he's recognizing his mistake. He should not be targeting Steph. And if he puts up Herman here instead, Herman and Betty, all of a sudden, this could kind of work out. Now, he's ruined trust with Steph for a while, I'm sure. But he's still got some good things going with Jess and with Kevin. And, you know, who knows where Helena falls. If he puts up Herman, he would have the votes to take out Herman with Moose on board. Moose is on his side still. And if Herman leaves, then it's just Summer and Tanisha and maybe Josh. And like, what are they going to do? Like, Kyle becomes the power in this house, even though he's kind of, you know, exposed himself a bit here and will have to deal with, I'm sure, smart players trying to upend his power structure. He will be the power structure.
Yeah. And the thing is after all of that with Stephanie, if he were to not nominate Steph, honestly, I wouldn't be super shocked if she was like, okay, yeah, what I said made sense. I talked him into good sense. He understands now that I'm on his side, and I think that she would just fall in line, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. So it's like out of nowhere, it's like, wow, okay. I guess maybe this will, he's pulled the coals out of the fire here. They're still on fire, but he might be able to salvage something. Feeds come back from Wendy's, and Kyle is talking with Jace and Gino in the kitchen, and he's talking to Jace about the notion of Herman and Moose being the cause of all this suspicion with Jess, right? Remember that this is sort of like the plan to sort of like reel Steph back in. Oh, we were taken for a ride by Herman and Moose. And she says, well, that's interesting because Herman, when he talked to me, made it seem like he wasn't on board with the Steph plan. And Kyle's like, well, that's BS. He was absolutely on board. He says, look, the noms are the noms, so he's not changing the noms, but if the veto is used, I might have to take a shot. Although, should we just have the conversation before noms? Because if we're going to take a shot, why nominate Steph at all?
you know what? We should talk about it.
Steph's like, yeah, she'll probably be annoyed, but you know, whatever. And so in the meantime, Betty is going to be campaigning to Kevin because she's still under the, like, I'm
going, she was told the, she's going on the yeah. block and doesn't
campaign
have it.
To Kevin.
Yeah. She doesn't have any reason to believe she's not.
I told him he's a bad person and I never wanted to talk to him again. So I should probably talk to him again. He thanks her for coming to him. He says, I can't commit to anything right now. And look, he says, I know you think I'm a slime ball, but I do still love you. And they're joking around and they're sort of reconciling. They talk for a while. And so that's going on. It seems like a footnote on this day, but you know, on any other day, this would be an important conversation.
Yeah. The Betty and Kevin of it all to me is like, if, in BB17, the Steve and Becky thing, but if Becky had hated Steve for no reason, it's just the reversal.
Yeah. So Kyle's going to talk to Gino. They want to bring both Moose and Herman in to clear up what's going on. Moose ends up joining them spontaneously. And so they question Moose. And Moose says, you know, look, I think Herman is the one that's been doing all of this. If I had won HOH this week, I would have considered putting up Herman and Tanisha. That would have been my move. And I would love if you did that, Kyle. But I'm not going to push that on you because it's your HOH and I don't want to mess up your game. And like, I'm not mad at you, but like, you shouldn't have said my name to Steph, bro. Like, I'm on your side. I'm telling you everything I know in this game. And Kyle's like, yeah. So you're telling me you absolutely don't have anything going on with Herman within the seven. And he's like, no, dude, what did I just tell you? I wanted to put him up.
Like, you can't make it up. You cannot make this up at this point. It's just. Yeah.
So then Kyle's going to talk to Herman, and he says, and they're talking, and Kyle says, look, I'm just going to get right to it. I've been hearing a lot of stuff from Moose. And I feel like Herman, I feel like you're the one that's connected the most within the seven. I feel like I don't have like much of a bond with Summer like you do. Like you're kind of the person in the middle of all of it.
Yeah. He's like, you put the seven together. And mm-hmm. Herman's like, it's not my thing. It's something that protects all of us. Like, it's not my seven.
Benefits us all. Herman's like, maybe I made a mistake last week because I pulled away thinking we were hiding the thing, but maybe I should have been hanging out with people more. But we have a bond and I want to play with you, Kyle. Like that's, you know, week two, like week one, like we had great first couple of weeks and I really want to keep moving forward. And Kyle's like, yeah, just Moose is saying so much. He's playing the middle and he's playing the whole house. You should have seen him when I called him in to talk with Steph. He gave an Oscar winning performance, in front of Steph. And you know, if that's where the problem area is, why burn a bridge with Steph? But that's going after the seven. I just don't trust Moose giving intel. I feel like Moose has made it clear to me that he wants to take shots within the seven.
I do like the second half of that. Why burn a bridge with Steph is when there's already someone on the inside burning things up. I just feel like the second half of that sentence is very important to have here because it's
good call.
Kyle, you're the one burning things up.
Herman says, well, my only thing is the Moose is still a number. And if we target Moose, then, like we're losing that number. Kyle's like, no, Moose is not a number. And Herman, I think is recognizing like, all right, I just need to get out of this alive. And he's like, whatever you want to do, I'm with you. I support you. And he gets out of that conversation. And so now, Kyle has decided instead, not Herman, but Moose. Moose is going to be the scapegoat. Yeah, Moose. Yeah. And Moose is the one that he wants to target. And so he has gone from potentially salvaging the situation by targeting his biggest threat in the game to, taking out one of his biggest assets in the game.
Yes.
One of Herman's biggest problems in the game. Mm-hmm. He's going to take out that problem for Herman. And instead of Herman leaving this week, Herman is potentially going to be in the best position moving forward.
Yeah, and a lot of this is owed to the fact that Herman did great work talking to Kyle, but also that Herman got to have his conversation one-on-one with Kyle. Yes. Rather than Kyle witnessing Moose talk to Steph, right? So Herman got to kind of play Kyle a little bit, but not really. And Kyle got to see Moose totally de-escalate the Stephanie situation and become very threatened by him, even though he has no reason to be threatened by him.
Kyle had zero one-on-one conversations with Moose, basically since he won HOH. He had a very brief conversation with Moose the night he won HOH. No other one-on-one conversations with Moose until after the nominations. So Kyle is going to go straight to Josh after the conversation with Herman, as he does. And he says, Josh, there's a problem in the seven, and that problem's name's Moose. And he says,
Josh, like, what?
Yeah, what?
Oh my God, what?
Moose has been talking about targeting people in the seven. He said that Tanisha was coming for us and that, that he would have taken a shot if he had won. Moose is the one that got in my head about Steph and all of this stuff. Moose is the problem with, Moose is the cause of all.
Moose is a puppeteer.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if Moose is the reason that, that every bad thing in the world happened, basically. And Josh is like, whoa, that's messed up. But is it going to blow up the seven if he goes up? And Kyle's like, it's fine. It's a seven person alliance is never going to work anyway. We'll just get through it.
Yeah. It's like, well, we'll lose a number, but was this even a number that we had to begin with? Exactly.
And Josh says, well, Kyle, I'm so glad you're saying this to me. I feel like it makes me trust you more. I thought everything was fine.
I had no clue.
Yeah. And so if you put Moose up, and Kyle's like, he would go home. And then it will be a six. I might have to call the seven in. And Josh is like, I'm down for that. He's like, you know what? I did trust Moose. I did trust him before, but you know, I saw him give an Oscar worthy performance to Steph. when I called him in earlier. So, we gotta get the seven together. So he pulls in Tanisha, Summer, and Josh into the HOH room. And he goes, all right, everyone. I know that it feels like I've been having my doubts about the seven. And I know that was, he's like, but it's all Moose's fault. It's all because of Moose.
Yeah.
Every fault in my game is actually a fault in Moose's game. Moose told me that if he had won this week, two of the seven would be on the block. What? Moose is the common denominator in everything. And Summer's like, wow, I am shocked and disappointed. And he's like, yes, exactly. The reason I name dropped Moose to Steph was because I knew Steph, because I knew Steph would go and get him, and I wanted to see how Moose would respond to her. And I sat back and I watched it play out perfectly. And I sat back and I watched him give an Oscar-worthy performance. Oscar-worthy.
I think Kyle's performance yesterday might be Oscar-worthy, but it's only because he believes it.
Summer says, well, don't you think he was lying in that conversation to protect you? No.
No, not a chance. There's no way.
He involved me in his machinations. He's like, let's not get off track. He told me he would put up Tanisha and Herman. What? Wow. So have your nominations changed? Well, if I have the support of the seven, they might. Well, the six.
Ooh.
Now there is one thing. There is one thing that he could use against me. All right. My degree is not in English. It's in sport media. I went to Ryerson. Moose is 1 year older than me. I went to school with him. It forced me to work with him. He said, when I got up there and when I watched him come in, I was like, oh my God, I know this guy. And he was like giving me a hug. I was like, oh my God. I didn't trust Moose before this house and I don't trust him now. He was always somebody that was popping around. You know, now I'm not going to say anything about outside, but I told myself I was only going to keep him around so long.
And this is, Josh is like, I have goosebumps. Shut up. Like, this is the dumbest. Like, have we ever seen a more stupid reveal in the Big Brother? Like, I'm racking my brain trying. Oh, I guess. No, yes, we've heard one dumber. And it's when Bronte was like, I'm actually really good at math. That's the one dumber thing we've seen. In terms of Big Brother, English degree and sports media degree, neither of those really have any bearing on skills in Big Brother. Like, if he was like, I'm a psychologist, I'm a sociologist, and then I could at least see it being like, well, we could stretch to kind of understand how that is maybe related to Big Brother. But by being like, I didn't do English. It's all it's saying is like, I lied to you for no reason easily. That's all it says.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah. And I have to imagine this is going to be on the episode. So if you haven't seen the clip, you'll probably get to see it. It's fantastic. The grok with which Kyle reveals this information. My degree is not in English. It's in sport media.
How did he say it with a straight face? How?
Oh, how? Man.
And the thing too, Tammy in the chat says the drama is because he and Moose have the same major. And it's like, sure, but they're not from the same part of Canada. So they could have easily both had the same major and he could have been like, oh yeah, I went to any other school. Ryerson's not the only place to do that.
Like, to be clear, he is not trying to say that sport media is a big deal. He's trying to say that this means he knows Moose, but he has put the emphasis in the wrong place.
Yes, exactly.
That is what makes it so funny.
It just, it's for nothing. It's literally for nothing. And the thing, too, is like, apparently Canada has like 12 people total, because I feel like, if you, like, everyone always will know someone who is at least associated with them on Big Brother Canada. I have known, like, I have been one degree of separation or less from someone on pretty much every season of this show, except for season 8. And it's not because of anything special. It's because Canada is like a freaking small town, apparently. Who knew? And so it's way more, it's common, I think, for people in the house to at least tangentially know about each other. This is just one of the times when it's actually popping up. Like BB Can 4, Cassandra and Jared knew each other, and it became dramatic because Jared's like, Canada's gonna see you betray me. And like, now it's just ultimately nothing.
Yeah, and I mean, again, what the other thing Kyle says here, again, is like, I didn't trust Moose before this house. He even starts to get into it. He was always popping around. And this is something that he has mentioned before, that he did not trust Moose when he knew him in real life, which is kind of a weird thing to say. I don't think I've ever in my life been like, here's an acquaintance I know from school. I don't trust them. With what?
Exactly. And that's the thing too. Like Moose was a year older. It's not like they were in each other's classes all the time. It doesn't seem like they were really even in the same circle of friends, to be honest, from what I can tell. Which, like, I mean, maybe they were. Together. Sorry?
They partied together. I think that was about the
extent. Well, yeah, because Ryerson is a very small school. Everyone would have maybe been at the same parties, but it doesn't mean that they're like friends or like partying together. And so I'm just like, what? Like, as you said, with what? With what would you have had to trust Moose about? Like, I could go into the Big Brother, like Canada house with someone who was like my nemesis in high school. And I would still be like, it benefits me that I know this person outside of the game and I'm going to make sure we work together. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Feels very Todrick and Carson in the sense that like Moose is fully on board with Kyle. Like Moose has been giving Kyle everything, every bit of his game, which is why Kyle is able to utterly destroy it. But Moose never thought for a second that Kyle would turn on him, cause they knew each other outside the game. And Kyle has never liked Moose apparently, and has just been waiting for the moment to take him out.
And I think, honestly, like, I just get the vibe that Moose is more social and maybe does better socially, and that's, like, a point of contention. But again, that's fully just speculation, because we don't know why this is happening.
Well, through all of this, because now it's looking like, oh, man, Kyle might end up putting Moose on the block, maybe next to Betty, but we still have the Canada Save twist. Oh boy, what
hopefully
if
that
saves,
doesn't throw yeah,
what
a wrench.
Canada saves Betty, and then Kyle has to redo his nominations all over again. It's going to throw another wrench into his plans. Well, don't worry, because Canada has voted to save Marty.
Yeah, I know that this was discussed yesterday of what might happen. And I actually talked with Puya before the update yesterday, being like, listen, we've seen that the East Coast protects their own, and we've seen that the First Nations Indigenous communities of Canada protect their own. I don't think there's a world where it was ever going to be anyone but Marty or possibly Josh who would get the safety. Like, we know, we have seen through many fan votes that we as a segment of the audience do not have any power. We really do not have a say. And this is just one more example of the East Coast protects their own. My only concern with Marty is that possibly because he is French, that might impact some people's votes, because that very, very much is prevalent in Canada. But East Coast protects their own. They always will.
Sounds kind of culty, to be honest.
I don't think it's culty though. Like East Coast, like if anyone has ever like coming to Canada for a vacation, I would highly recommend going to the East Coast, seeing Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, like PEI. The area is absolutely stunning, and they are like the nicest people you will ever meet. Like one of my close friends is from Halifax, and when we were in Alberta, he was like, people don't even say hello to you in the grocery store. Like they don't even like talk to you. Like he was upset that when waiting in line to buy his groceries, people wouldn't be like, oh, hey, how's it going? How you doing? How's your day? And I was like,
it's supposed to make me think it's less culty.
I'm like, we don't do that on the West Coast. We don't talk to each other, but it's just friendly. Like they're just friendly people. Like it's nice. It's nice to be around nice people.
Well, there you go. Well, this has an interesting impact, of course, on the house where for the rest of the day, everyone has always loved Marty. Oh, he has always been my favorite person.
Yeah. Oh, we have I just want to go to the end with Marty. He's the best.
I just love him. He's so sweet. He's so amazing. I'm definitely like, I'm right there with Marty. So that's completely irrelevant. Obviously it did not save Betty. So Kyle's plans do not have to be interrupted by Canada
at all. Honestly, thank you, Canada, for making a decision that does not impact anything.
There you go. Feeds come back to Kyle, Gino, and Herman. Kyle is pitching to Herman that he wants to go after Moose. And Herman is not pleased. Herman is like, dude, he's going to expose us. And Kyle's like, nah, we just say Moose is a liar. We can discredit him. And Herman's like, what are you talking about? That's ridiculous. All he needs to do is go, what? So we didn't have this? And everyone will know he's telling the truth. If he does that, we're screwed.
Yeah, and like Herman is making amazing points, but also he already put in, you know, the work to be like, Kyle, here's the plan that can make sense of what you want to do. And now Kyle's like, never mind, that's off the
board. You already blew up our entire retreat alliance. We exposed it to the Seven, and now Moose also knows about that. And you're telling me he literally goes, Kyle, I just don't understand how you win this HOH. It should have been so easy. And you're about to put up two of our assets on the block. And why is he saying two of our assets, you might ask? Because Kyle doesn't want to nominate Betty anymore. He wants to nominate Moose and Steph. That is the plan. Canada didn't need to mess him up. He's got it covered, guys.
He'll mess up his own self every day. And you know what? This is exciting. This is very exciting to watch.
Kyle says, dude, the guy dropped your name to me. He said that if he had won, he would have put up you and Tanisha. And this causes Herman to sort of backpedal. Wait. Did he? Really?
What was that?
He's like, yes. Wow. And Kyle says, not joking. He says, here's the thing though. I was thinking it was a secret ploy and that you and Moose were secretly working together, and that he was trying to get us to throw the HOH to him so that he would go after you. But then he would turn around and put me and Gino up. So I didn't trust him. And he just, you know, he took this thing that was beautiful and he ruined it. I was being used as a tool. I'm not a tool in this game. I'm not a hammer to be swung.
I mean, I'll admit Kyle might be a tool. At least in the game.
So he's going to go and talk to Steph, and he blames everything on Moose. Oh, it's always all Moose's fault. Moose is the one that convinced me that it was you. And she's like, oh my God. So you're not putting me up anymore. He's like, no, I'm still putting you up. I need you to win the veto so that we can send Moose home. That's why I'm putting you up.
He's like, I believe you now. I do not think you're a liar. Moose is the liar.
Yeah. Moose is the liar. He's got to go, but I need you up there to prevent him from winning the veto. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about the distrust I had with you. She starts crying. And so they're going to have many more conversations about strategy for like who she should pick for veto and all of that. But the main point here is that they need to prevent Moose from winning the veto because Moose has to go.
And that's why you nominate Steph, who's been winning all these competitions. She's so good at them.
Yes. In the meantime, Betty, who is no longer going to be put up on the block, is talking to Moose, who is the new target, and Moose is comforting Betty about how she's going up on the block. And it is all very ironic. Herman, Summer, and Gino are going to be talking, and Herman is still pretty annoyed. He's like, what is this guy doing? Gino's trying to talk him down a bit, and Summer says, look, if Moose was coming for Tanisha, he is done in my books. Yeah. And they start talking about, you know, we all love Marty. I mean, he's always been our favorite person now that Canada loves him. And so what, I mean, why don't we just replace Moose with Marty and we make a new Seven? And Herman is like, sure, but like, are we really just going to take Kyle's word on this? Like, we don't really have anything other than Kyle's word. And Gina's like, well, he's the HOH. You know, we gotta back it.
Yeah, well, you have to, obviously. Yeah, but Herman and I was at the point, like, a light bulb has gone off for him, and he is, he's starting to question things a little bit more after all of the upheaval of the day. He also says, you know, I'm okay with the Moose thing. Like, if Moose is saying he's targeting the Seven, but like, I wish that the Steph thing had never happened, because now maybe the girls will know that the retreat is a fake alliance.
Yeah. And so he's also going to talk to Josh about it. He's just like, I just want to make sure we recognize that this is all coming from Kyle and that like, we're all trusting his word on this. And he wanted to make sure and check in with Josh that like, Josh actually, like, he was like, I mean, I think what Herman was trying to do was like, we don't believe Kyle, right? Like, we're not on board with this. But then everyone was like, no, we believe him. And he was like, oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that like, we weren't just all faking agreement. But yeah, I mean, look, I think we should agree that it's all coming from Kyle. This might be false, but yeah, we'll go for it for now.
Yeah. He says, I'm not trying to say that Kyle is lying. I'm just so shocked that Moose would do this. And I want to make sure that we have all the information, which I think is very funny after Kyle earlier in the day being like, I just want to get to the bottom of things this week. I just want to get the truth. And now Herman's like actually on a fact finding mission, whereas Kyle was never really looking for the truth.
Yes, Kyle's going to tell Marty that he's going to let Betty be surprised by the nominations.
Why? Like, for what?
And he is about to be blindsided again.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Herman is going to talk with just Tanisha and Summer, still annoyed. He says, this Kyle, he is off his rocker.
Why would he want to do this?
He's the worst guy to get power. The fact that he's upset with Moose for deflecting for him in front of Steph when he didn't even need to go after Steph in the first place. Like, what is happening? Kyle may have to go. Like, Jess, who? How did we even get here? We don't even have confirmation of what Moose said. And he's getting Summer and Tanisha on board, and they start talking about potentially rebuilding with
Tanisha,
Helena, Betty, and Kevin, new alliance.
Yes, Tanisha and Summer are the only ones actually really willing to walk down this path with Herman at this point.
For now.
So they're
talking about like targeting Kyle, making a new alliance with Helena, Betty, and Kevin. Herman leaves, and Summer's like, the Mandems are they're working. The guys are taking themselves out. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle, for taking your own selves out. Tanisha also says that she gave Helena the information that Betty might not be going up to try and build a little bit of extra trust there. And they agree that if it collapses, they grab Betty, Helena, Kevin, and Jess, and the two of them, and they'll start over.
Yeah, so nominations happen. Moose and Steph are nominated. For eviction.
I know we just walked through how we got here, but I'm really like, how did we get here?
If you had told me Thursday night Kyle would be nominating Steph and Moose, one person from his side alliance that gives him power in the game, and blowing that up and exposing it, the other person he knew from before the game, that is basically his secret weapon and the biggest check on Herman's power, he would be nominating the both of them.
Yeah.
I would have said, all right, Brand Steel. That's not going to happen.
It really does not feel like real life, especially to like, you know, we see lots of messy HOHs. I feel like normally week three is like a pretty easy HOH. There's house targets. Things are built, but maybe not like super solid that you can kind of maneuver your way into things a little. Like, it's to me, I'd be like, yeah, week three, great time to win an HOH.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said from the start, this is the Derek HOH. Derek wins HOH on week three. He takes out a house target. He keeps everybody calm. It's very simple. Kyle could have done that with Betty, but no. In a roundabout way, right? Like after he, again, as Jay said, taking the not the shortest path, right? He has in some way come around and he is now trying again to be the Derek, only this time he's trying to make Moose the Devin, right? Like he's trying to make Moose out to be the big problem and he's the solution. And in some ways, it's kind of working. We'll get to that. So Moose is nominated. He's pretty chill about it. Betty is very happy. She's surprised that she's not up on the block, but she's very happy about it. She's going to express some gratitude to Kyle. Tanisha, Summer, and Josh, though, are going to be talking about how Kyle has let the power go through his head.
Yeah, who do we trust now?
He even walks different. Summer says, Kyle, Gino, and Marty are working together. They have to be careful of that. Josh says, well, whatever it is, I'm with you two. I'm with you guys. Moose comes in and he says that you know, he knows a lot about Kyle's game. Kyle has allies outside of the seven, but he's not going to say anything for now. And he says that, I will say, Kyle, we'll say, Josh, that Kyle sees you as only being partially in the seven. I was just trying to help Kyle. That was my whole game. And so he really messed up by turning on me.
Well, yeah. And like that, and that's all that Moose can keep going back to is like, I was protecting him. Yeah. I was protecting him. And now I'm on the block.
Yeah. After Moose leaves, Summer says, Kyle gotta go. He's gotta go.
Have we ever seen the house flip on someone so fast that was in an amazing position? I feel like it's rare to have so many people openly talking about how the HOH has to go before the veto is even played. I feel like normally that would wait until, you know, after the veto is done.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that Bailey's HOH in BB20 was pretty disastrous. But she wasn't in as good a position. Like she was in kind of like a middle position. She wasn't in like a structured, insulated position. You know, it's a very fast turnaround. And the thing about Kyle is that despite all of the disaster, he does still have positive qualities to his game that are somewhat keeping him afloat. It'll be interesting to see where things go from here.
Yeah. I'm just at the point where basically 85% of anything Kyle does that is actually okay, I'm going to assume it's by accident because I do not have any faith in this man to be playing a good game. He thinks he is a mastermind. He keeps going on about how he's not an idiot. He's so smart. He planned everything. No. You didn't. I have nothing against Kyle personally. He was very nice when I met him on Playing Among Us a few times, but this is not it. He does not have the game acumen that he needs. It's another example of just, he thought he was prepared, but he did not watch the right things to be prepared. And it's too bad. Like he could, I think he had the capacity where he could have been really good, but he just didn't study properly.
Yeah. Kyle is going to talk to Moose, and Moose is like, from Moose's perspective, Kyle was taken for a ride. You poor guy, Kyle, you messed up. You know, I know this wasn't your move. I know that Herman is much better than you at this game, and he definitely tricked you into doing this because it only benefits Herman. It doesn't benefit you at all. I was on your side.
Yeah, and it makes no sense.
Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. It has to be Herman's move. Kyle's like, no, this was my move. It's like, okay, Kyle.
Yeah, like you can't, especially after everything we've seen so far, Kyle is not the person who you can be like, I know this wasn't, like, that's just going to make Kyle feel like you think he's stupid. And you can't make the HOH feel that way when he has the power over you.
Moose is like, so you're telling me that you, on your own, decided to hand the game to Herman on a silver platter. Come on. I know Herman tricked you into doing this.
And yeah, this is...
Do not underestimate my inability to make good decisions in this game. Because I can make them all on my own.
Yeah, this is why Moose had to go up, because he was determining all of Kyle's moves, and so now he had to be his own man and nominate Moose.
Yeah. He literally does say at one point, like, all of my alliances were from Moose. Moose was directing me in the game. Like, Kyle, you were in an amazing position. If Moose was directing your game, I'm scared to see what happens now that Moose is going to be gone.
Yeah. All this just because he could slide a little bit better than Josh.
So Moose is going to go to Hermann. And Moose is really gonna. I mean, I think, again, similar to like a Carson situation, I think Moose feels just very defeated by the whole thing, because like he's just got put up by somebody he thought was. And he says this to Kyle, like, I saw you as a friend, like beyond just the game, and so like I didn't even think that this was a possibility, and I was just trying to help you in the game. And he's kind of just going to go around on an apology tour. Like, yeah, I got caught and my friend turned on me. So I guess I'm done. Like I'm going to try to win the veto, but, and so Hermann is questioning him, like saying, you know, I want to know about what Kyle said about you. And he says, I did say those things. I said I was going to put you up. And Hermann's like, why? He's like, I don't know. I thought you were going to come for me. I thought you were going to win this game. So I saw you as a big threat. I'm sorry.
And what else is like Moose really good? Like the only other thing is like later in the day, Moose kind of starts trying to twist it as like, oh, I was trying to demonstrate how stupid it would be to target two of the seven. And it was just an example. But that doesn't really work that well after he owns up to it, to Hermann's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's going to go around. He's going to talk to Summer and Tanisha and pretty much just admit everything. And after he admits this to Hermann is going to go to Gino and Kyle. And he's like, oh, wow. Okay. Well, Moose just confirmed the information. So I'm fully on board. I believe you. I'm with you, Kyle. And he goes to Tanisha and Summer and he lets them know as well. He's like, Moose has to go. He admitted it. He was coming for me. He was coming for you, Tanisha. And so Hermann has been convinced. He's kind of shocked by it. He's like, I really thought Kyle had just completely lost his mind, but I guess he was actually telling the truth. That's weird. Kyle's going to talk to Jace, and she's just like, so where does this leave us? He's like, I just feel like this whole thing has brought us closer. She's like, yeah, I just don't know what we're like, you know, we've said a lot of things to each other before, like how much of that still remains.
I'm just like, how has this made you closer? Like in what way?
Jace is going to celebrate with Betty about not being on the block. Jace is kind of, it seems like Jace is like, all right, Betty's my new BFF.
You gotta have a new one.
Yeah, sorry, Steph, you're on the block. Betty's not. But Betty is the plan for the renom if one of them comes down. So she might switch again. Hermann is going to go to Kyle and Gino again later in the night. And he's going to run through the whole conversation with Moose again, in detail this time. And he says, it really confirmed everything that you were saying, Kyle. And look, I understand why you might've been skeptical before about bringing me in, about, you know, this Marty thing and everything else. But, I really want to move forward with things now that we have this out all out in the open. And I want to make sure that situations don't happen again. So, you know, sure, four is not seven, but we can be powerful. And lo and behold, Marty walks in. And they're like, yes, it's the four of us. This is what Marty had wanted. He wanted to replace Moose with Hermann. And Hermann says, I want to lock this in. And Marty's like, yes, yes, we should lock this in. and so like, that's Marty. He's like, we need to name this. And Kyle says, oh, I have a great name. The Four Horsemen. And Marty's like, that's been used before. He's like, ah, oh, damn.
Well, you know, there's only been what, like 37 North America seasons of Big Brother approximately. So I can't believe thinking that Four Horsemen would have not been.
It was literally the very first four person guy alliance name in the history.
Yeah, because it's the most obvious choice.
He really watched BB Can 1 and thought that that Quattro was like a, like the first choice, right?
I forgot about Quattro. Let's name our lines after a razor brand because we're men and we shave.
So they throw around some other names, but they can't find one completely, but they agree that it's going to be them four moving forward. This is the core here. So, the real question of the night is how fully convinced is Hermann to actually get back on board with Kyle? Does Hermann still remember or feel like Kyle was, you know, had lost his mind and that Hermann may want to move forward with Summer and Tanisha and them? Or does he actually want to move in with these guys, or is he just playing both sides to make sure that he comes out on top? You know, like you do. And I'm assuming it's the latter of all.
Yeah, I'm inclined to believe that. I think we've seen some really great work from Hermann in the last couple of days. Specifically yesterday, I think he did a really good job with the dumpster fire that he was presented with. He pivoted really well in the face of people making decisions that made absolutely no sense, and he is in a good spot. And I think that though, you know, he has this new little four-person structure where Kyle is included, I think it's always going to be in the back of his head. Like, Kyle was acting a little wild this week. And I don't think it'll be too hard to convince someone outside of that four to target Kyle. And I think that it's nice to have that in your back pocket, that someone will be targeted over you. He just won't say it to Kyle's face like Kyle says to Jess.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously big winners of the day are, you know, Kevin, Jess, and Helena to a degree. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk about bringing them in. The problem, though, again, not being included in the main alliance to begin with, is that even when the main alliance breaks up, unless it all becomes completely public and all the information gets downloaded, the people in the big alliance still can't talk to Helena, Kevin, and Jess about everything that happened. Mm-hmm. And so they're talking to each other about it and bonding over that. And then when they're reconfiguring their alliance, it's just still with the same people, because how do they bring in somebody that's been so behind for so long without, you know, it being weird that like, yeah, I wasn't saying without you. And so like that is, again, like the real danger of not being included in these things early, and why I think the winner pretty much always comes from somebody in the big alliance to start, even if it breaks up.
It just depends. Yeah, at the end, depending on who gets there, being like that outsider that manages to like wriggle their way into things mid game can be beneficial, but it's not a guarantee. So, but definitely three to watch.
Yes, for sure. And this has all been great stuff for them.
Yes.
Overall. We'll see what today brings. Where there's obviously going to be a veto competition. As of right now, nobody is willing to use the veto on Moose or even like play in the veto for Moose. In fact, there are people that will be playing in the veto that will be trying to win it, unlike other weeks, and not using it. So that Moose will go home. So Moose pretty much has to win the veto. If he does, Betty is the intended replacement nominee and then target. However,
there's days to go. Things could change. Things could absolutely change. I also just want to say, too, it is absolutely wild to me that at this point, Steph is just totally saying, yeah, no, it's totally fine. I totally believe I was a pawn the whole time, when she very clearly was not.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the day here, as we are approaching an hour 45.
Yeah, that's listen. Did fun stuff happen too? Yeah, a little bit. Do I have the energy? No, I'm sorry.
It's quite the day. You know, this is peak Big Brother. This is what we get. This is you know, we don't always get these kinds of moments, especially in week three. This is usually more of a week one thing that we don't even get feeds for in the Big Brother Canada house.
This is like reparations to us for not getting week one feeds.
Truly. So we'll see where everything goes from here, but hopefully you are enjoying the ride. Who would have guessed that Kyle HOH would lead all of this? But
who knew?
Yeah. I will be back, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds, including who wins this veto and what that might do to the plan for the week. As well as where these alliances are continuing to shift and develop into. And then, of course, on Sunday, which is tomorrow, I will also be streaming on Twitch, playing some Goose Goose Duck. Make sure you check out the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. As I said, I went live like 4 separate times yesterday as all of this was going down, watching it live and commentating. So make sure you follow me there so that you'll be notified when things are happening. And then, of course, on Monday, we'll have an episode at, I believe, 7 p.m. Eastern on Monday. And we'll be live after that to recap. We'll see. Kyle actually did say what he got at Wendy's, but I do not remember. So
I don't. That is not information that needed to stay in my head.
So check all of that out. Of course, follow me on Twitter as well, @ArmstrongTaren. And make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, the podcast feed, wherever you're watching or listening to this podcast. Kirsten, where can people find you?
Yes. So this week, Temptation Island comes back, and Maggie Morgan and I will be on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed talking about that. As well, the Bridgerton season one recaps are continuing to come out over on Post Show Recaps, and soon season two will also begin. I do have a weekly BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast with Lindsay Wilson called BoJack Horse Pod. We are just about at the end of season 5, so things have gotten very real. And you can follow me, of course, everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What, where I will also be playing Goose Goose Duck tomorrow, and that should be a lot of fun.
It should. All right.
And I'm seeing Frail Mary today, so keep an eye on social media. There might be some content.
Very fun. All right. Well, that's what we have for you this morning. I hope you managed to get through all of it here, and I will see all of you next time.